Milan Hlavsa helped change the course of Czechoslovakian history with his band The Plastic People of the Universe. He died January 5th of cancer. He was 49. Václav Havel was a longtime friend and supporter who credited Hlavsa and his group with keeping dissident culture alive under communist rule. Music critic Milo Miles has this appreciation.
In many ways, the rock and roll of the Plastic People of the Universe was very peculiar. It was music where Frank Zappa and the Velvet Underground loomed as big or bigger than the Beatles. The sun didn't shine very much in Plastic People songs. The jokes were sardonic. The dreams were small and savored quickly. It was Franz Kafka meets Bugs Bunny. Yet there was nothing passive or escapist about the music bassist and composer Milan Hlavsa and his companions made. They were ferocious in the shadows. Hlavsa formed the group just a month after the Russian invasion crushed the independent spirit of Czechoslovakia in August 1968. But he always insisted the Plastic People were simply free expression purists. They wrote only one song with overt political content. They never intended to be dissidents or spend most of their existence as an illegal band, playing word-of-mouth gigs in barns while the secret police hid in the woods outside. Harassment from officials was constant after the Plastic People lost their state license in 1970, but the big bust came in March 1976. Some 27 people were arrested, and two members of the band were sentenced to jail terms, artistic director Ivan Giroush and saxophonist Radoslav Brabenec. This crackdown inspired the formation of a formal human rights movement called Charter 77. Future Czechoslovakian president Václav Havel was a key member. The weary band split up in 1988, and for several years, Hlavsa led the group Pool Knots, a harsher, harder-rocking outfit with a female singer that echoed his old fascination with the original Velvet Underground. Pool Knots recorded one album for Arista. It's out of print, and indeed, Plastic People albums have always been very hard to find in this country. Two of the best, if you come across them, are the debut, Egon Bondi's Happy Hearts Club Band, B-A-N-N-E-D, and their knockout reunion release, 1997. All the music played here is from that album. The band did a short tour of the U.S. after they got back together. When I saw them perform in 1999, they were clearly charter members of the worldwide community of anarchist hippies, a bunch who would stand apart anywhere they were. The determined bass lines, freeform sax, dissonant folk fiddle, and gnashing guitar blended into the sound of liberated spirits who demanded respect but expected nothing. They were dangerous because their authoritarian state said they were. They were dissidents because free expression is always a political act. Now the Plastic People of the Universe are gone forever, but they leave in triumph.
Milan Hlavsa died last Friday in Prague. Music critic Milo Miles lives in Cambridge.